This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Amazon Music gets an AI playlist generator. I'm Imran Sheikh, and get ready because we're about to generate your daily crunch for Wednesday, starting with three big headlines. Truth Social, the social media platform owned by Donald Trump's media company, has announced plans to launch a live TV streaming platform. The platform will focus on news networks and religious channels, along with other content that has been canceled, is at risk of cancellation, or is being suppressed on other platforms and services, according to a press release. The service will also feature family-friendly content, including films and documentaries. The streaming service will launch in three phases. The company first plans to introduce Truth Social's CDN, Content Delivery Network, for streaming to the Truth Social app for Android, iOS, and the web. No discrimination there. I mean, for OSs. Next, Truth Social plans to release over-the-top OTT streaming apps for phones, tablets, and other devices. How very inclusive that is for hardware devices. The last phase of the rollout involves the launch of a streaming app for TVs. The Trump Media and Technology Group, TMTG, says it has tested the streaming service on its web and iOS platforms for 6 months and has finished the research and development phase. App Figures tells TechCrunch that Truth Social has been downloaded close to 7 million times across the iOS App Store and Google Play Store combined. For those of us who use WhatsApp more like an inbox, the app's going to now become more useful. WhatsApp on Tuesday announced a handful of new chat filters for the app to access certain types of messages easily, all unread and groups. The all filter is selected by default and shows you an unfiltered version of your inbox. The unread filter is helpful in looking at messages you might not have seen. It also helps you get to inbox zero and get rid of the annoying number of unread chat indicators. Notably, WhatsApp already had a way to look at unread messages through a filter in the search bar, but with the new filter bubbles on top of the chat screen, the option is easily available. Meta said that the groups filter was one of the most sought-after features for quickly scrolling through all your group chats. WhatsApp said that the filter options have now rolled out to users and will be available to all users in a few weeks. Spotify ain't the only company to dabble with using AI to generate playlists. On Tuesday, Amazon said it would do the same thing. Amazon Music is now testing Maestro, an AI playlist generator allowing U.S. customers on both iOS and Android to create playlists using spoken or written prompts, which can even contain emojis. Amazon suggests that in addition to emojis, users can write prompts that include activities, sounds, or emotions. They can also choose from prompt suggestions at the bottom of the screen if they don't know what to write. Mere seconds later, an AI-generated playlist will appear with songs that will, in theory, match your input. On their website, Amazon said,
"Today, Amazon Music announces a new feature that uses AI technology to make it easier and way more fun to build playlists you want, when you want. Meet Maestro, an AI playlist generator that helps you create any playlist you can think of, plus all the ones you can't.
Now, the product is launching in beta, so Amazon warns that the technology behind Maestro won't always get it right the first time. Like Spotify, Amazon has also added some guardrails to the experience to proactively block offensive language and other inappropriate prompts, it says. Does this mean I won't be able to make a Hudson Mohawk playlist? Speaking of Mohawks, let's throw up some horns for producer Dennis, who's about to give us today's startup news in about 1 minute.
Thanks, Imran. And we begin with late-stage HR tech startup Rippling. The company is raising new capital, and the new round, which is not yet closed, would inject $200 million into Rippling, with another $670 million worth of shares being sold by existing stockholders. That's according to two people familiar with the deal. And a new social media app called InDemand lets musicians and vocalists collaborate with others to make music with people all over the world. The app is designed to make people who usually play an instrument on their own feel like they're part of a worldwide band. Get it? InDemand? Record a video of yourself playing an instrument, and others can stitch in videos of themselves playing their own instruments on top of your original recording. All you need to get started on InDemand is a pair of headphones and a smartphone to record yourself. That'll do it for me. Imran, back to you.
And that's your Daily Crunch. Today's stories were reported by Aisha Malik, Ivan Mehta, Sarah Perez, and more beautiful, lovely TechCrunch journalists. We'll be back tomorrow, same tech time, same Crunch channel. And until then, find us at TechCrunch.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.